Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
What's up, sweetness?
Sweetness?
Sweetness Kellerman.
Sweetness. No, I know, like that. See,
that's
I don't know.
Name.
Yeah.
But you know who Sweetness
name.
Was, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
You know who Sweetness was, right? Walter Payton. That was Sweetness.
That was Sweetness, yeah, in Sweetness. The NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, Jay, no, Max, no how problem. Should I feel right now, yeah. though, man? So, Pat, who works with us on the production side,
yeah,
and I don't know how to take this because he said, you're going to do what we say.
Mm.
Who says
you
that?
Know? That's what he said to me.
Yeah, he's baiting you the way people like bait Draymond that. Green.
Yeah, you're going to do what we say.
Yeah, he's being cute. He's being slick with it.
I don't like the foundation principles associated with that. Just, you know what I mean, Keith?
Can we set up a little of the context a little more?
How should I take that?
See, I noticed Yates didn't tell you that, but Pat told you that.
That's an authoritative thing that I feel like.
Pat told me that.
But see, Keith,
Pat also told Yates and Jay that, but he didn't tell me that for some reason.
But see, Keith, it's the privilege of Officer Costello to – I don't like that.
See, I'm a little bit disturbed because I don't really know how to take it. Mm. Being a black man.
Yeah, in this work environment, in today's workplace.
I'm like, hold on, Pat. What do you mean I'm going to do what you say?
Can we explain the context a little more?
What's the context?
Well, what context? The context is right there. I see the way you look, and I see the way Key looks. That's context.
That's like in the good old days, I wouldn't have to hear this kind of back talk.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on, Pat.
Come on, Pat. Wait, and Nuno, where are you, Nuno?
Oh,
Nuno,
no, Pat's been
Nuno, cussing. Nuno, you're this brown? Is, come on.
No, Pat's been cussing me out left and right all day today. So I wasn't born in this country, so maybe he has something against me. I mean,
Pat longs for the good old days when Nuno is dark as he had to worry about. Now things have changed.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm really trying to understand what made Pat say that to me.
So comfortably, too,
it's
Keith.
The car, dog. Roll,
it came right off the tongue.
Tripped off his tongue.
So I'm like,
since my man got that new will,
yep.
A lot of authoritative stuff coming from
pull over.
You're going to do exactly what we say.
He said pull over.
I'm like, okay, but.
Yeah, we.
I'm,
me,
we
Nuno,
as in
Yates,
who? We as in who?
We're building.
See, these are kind of things. I'm glad we're having an open forum discussion about this, Pat. Mm. Because this is what makes us feel uncomfortable.
HR.
This is not a discussion. There's no discussion. The discussion
you're
happening
right. It is a discussion. You told Key and me what to do.
Look, why don't you just everyone get back on track and why don't we just.
Once again, you telling us what to do.
You guys go ahead and get back to the sports.
Get back on track.
Get back out there
and keep
get back
working.
To sports. You heard what he just said? Get
He's
back
like
on
saying,
track.
Shut up and dribble.
Who are you, Phil Jackson?
Oh, God.
Jay? Phil.
Phil.
What happened, Phil?
That's
Where
a whole
go,
other thing.
Phil, what
Phil
happened?
Jackson talking about
what happened, Phil?
He can't watch NBA anymore.
Hey, the Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Oh, my goodness. Michael Jordan.
What happened?
Dennis Rodman, Scotty, did I ring you chips?
Yeah. I think Phil's caught. It seems to me he's caught in a. My guess would be. It's just speculative. But based on that kind of nonsense, he's caught in a media echo chamber, it seems to me. Oh, I think he's getting some low-quality information. Yep.
Low-quality information. I can't see it with my eyes, but I can tell you what's – I'm getting it from an echo chamber, and which means that I'm not really watching it. I'm getting third-hand information, but I could –
No, he's getting it from LeBron James's posse.
He's getting it. He's getting all the same kind of information in the same ecosystem of information.
But I'm – visually, with my own eyes, I'm watching it as I explain to you, hey, there's some stuff on the other ends of the court. I saw this with my own eyes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he could be getting that from somebody back.
No,
what I mean is
he stepped
what
in
I mean
it, that's all.
He stepped in it hard.
The idea that somehow is a very...
he stepped in it, that's all.
The idea that's a that Black Lives Matter should be divided along the political spectrum as opposed to just an obvious thing that means Black Lives Matter parenthetically.
But I don't necessarily know if he just was talking about the Black Lives Matter opposed to everything, because there was other things on the court as well. Yeah. There was a lot of other things on the court, not just Black Lives Matter. So I don't know that he was specifically talking about Black Lives Matter opposed to the unjust and all some of the other things. And he stepped in it. He stepped in it. And
yeah, in other words, like socially conscious.
It was on Rick Rubin's podcast. Right.
And he doesn't have to answer. He doesn't have to answer to anybody because he's fly fishing somewhere and he does it.
Montana.
You know.
I love Montana.
You know how it is. Hey. Oh, well, anyway, speaking of fly fishing, the Lakers. Go ahead, Max.
What?
Because I know he's ready to move on.
No. He was sitting in that one. He was ready.
We could do it if you
want. He was ready for that.
We could do it if you want, or we could talk Dylan Brooks.
Listen,
I'm good.
You know Max ready for the fight now.
I'm good. Yeah.
Max ready for the fight?
He's ready for the fight.
Yeah.
Did you roll up your sleeves?
Yeah. What's that?
Did you roll up your sleeves, Max?
Yo, Max, I can't with you sometimes,
you know,
Joe.
That's how it is. Dylan Brooks hit with a flagrant 2.
I need you to fix that T-shirt, though, Max.
Is it? What I got? It's the turkey neck?
Very bacon. Very bacon-y.
Pull it down.
Yeah, you got it.
Pull down the white T-shirt.
You got to pull up.
No, you don't.
The V comes down here. The T-shirt should be up here.
Now it's better. No, it's better.
No, it's better now.
It's better like that?
Yeah, it's better.
You pull the undershirt that way, and what's over it that way.
You do me a favor. Try pulling the white T-shirt down.
Why would I do that?
Because you're a man. Show the chest.
No. It looks better.
Not until I shear
have
down.
Have you not sheared it down?
I have not sheared it down yet. I'm about to this
the
week.
Length? What's the length?
Well, I have. I am not. This is the problem with me, okay? One of the problems.
Are you like Team Wolf length?
The body hair doesn't curl, so it grows straight.
Straight out?
Like a Yeti. Like, you know, like a Bigfoot. It just grows straight out like Chewbacca. It's supposed to curl at a certain point. So this time of year, I got to take out the clippers and just shear it all down.
Yep. Looking like somebody's tech exec.
What are you going to do?
Like old school Chia Pets back in
the day. No, can't like help the DNA, guys. That's the way it is.
Like a tech exec.
A tech exec? That's good, though. Why wouldn't I want to look like that, right? Good. Look rich. So, by the way, we're asking, should Dylan Brooks have been suspended? Guys, should he have even been ejected for that?
No.
To me, if it's you want to give him a flagrant 1? All right. But it's not much different than what James Harden did, and James Harden shouldn't have been tossed out of that game.
But I think it's all crazy in the playoffs right now, though, Jay, with the referees, right? It's so much hostility going on between refs and players based in these playoffs. In this particular playoffs, different teams, but it's something, whether it's the Golden State, whether it's the Sixers, whether it's the Lakers, it's all this chippiness that's going on. So the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to try to get control of the situation before it gets out of control. I think that's the message.
You know what the lesson learned is here, right, Key?
Mm-mm. You're going to tell me.
Yeah, you can kick somebody in the jewels. You just can't hit them with your hand.
But Embiid missed. Wasn't that a –
But that goes – so I had a conversation with the ref over the weekend. But the intent, right? So I had a conversation with the ref over the weekend. He's like, but Jay, our whole job is described to be precise, right? Precision is key. So if we're looking at all aspects of the hit, where you get hit matters. Sure. But I'm like, but how do you determine whether it's a thigh or something? I don't know.
But look, Jay, so here's how I look at
it. He's been in locker rooms and showers before. He's seen.
What do you mean?
What? Go ahead.
I'm not paying attention to locker rooms and showers. What the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, if you look at it, though, in the guys that was all suspended or kicked out of the game, so to speak, look at the action of the player who got hit. Every last one of them. Okay, so the Joker. Let's start – not the Joker. Sabonis.
So you're throwing Rose O'Neal? Sabonis.
Look at the action of Sabonis. Oh, my chest, right?
Yeah.
So that's one. Boom.
Rose O'Neal, same. Falls to the ground.
Oh, you did me wrong.
Yes.
Now you look at LeBron. Oh, God, you did me wrong. So, and then you look at the Embiid situation. That was more of a, okay, we're going to fight now. I'm not hurt.
But Nick Claskin fell down.
But he fell down, but he didn't get shot.
Yeah, but, guys, right, but now I'm only giving you a flagrant 2 based upon the way you react.
Look at LeBron. Like, LeBron –
Wait, if somebody could take a punch gurney, better than other people
the
can.
The gurney is coming out for LeBron right now.
Was it Bontemps? Someone was on this show talking about how what the incentives are, right? You look in soccer, the reason there's so much flopping is because it gets rewarded. And for years in this country, we made fun of soccer players flopping. But if you start enforcing rules in a way that rewards these giant acts, you know, where people are, or it seems, exaggerating how hurt they are, if that's rewarded, but then of course really, people are going to do that.
But you can't tell if somebody's really hurt.
Right,
though,
but that's
Max.
Why you should. That's why you should be so fast to throw him out of a game.
But look at O'Neal. He gets hit. And when you get hit, man, that thing goes into the stomach. Key, of and course. It does not feel
and it gets
good.
Worse and worse and worse.
And it gets worse.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I understand a flagrant one, tee him up. But when you toss a guy from a game, you are incentivizing the other guy who gets hit or maybe nearly hit in that spot to put on a big show, right? That's why they got to be careful with how liberally they just give out these kind of severe punishments. Because what you're the message you're sending is, let me see the Academy Award performance.
They do be giving it a performance. I believe LeBron felt the pain. I do.
Did he milk it? Moment.
That looked like that hurt, man.
What do you mean, did he milk it? They was getting ready to bring out the gurney, man. Come on, man. They was getting ready to bring it out.
And by the way, it extends past the game. Sabonis got x-rayed, and then Draymond Green got x-rayed. Come on. They're going to be coming out the next game with body
cast. Like Jay said,
he talking about he going to get x-rays the next possession he was dunking the basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Sabonis. And he started the next game.
Dylan Brooks, by the way, talked about whether or not he's going to be suspended after the game. Listen.
I didn't even focus on that. I knew I wasn't going to be, you know, they can't dictate the series like that, you know. And, you know, Mark probably had to call that because of what happened yesterday with James Harden. And that's just unfair, you know. And I get penalized and, you know, I can't help my team, you know, try to make a comeback in the second half.
So that was way after the game. That was Sunday, not. But if anyway,
if he just. But Keith, so maybe real quick, back anyway. The bigger deal that's about to happen, though, guys, is they have one day off between games now, and the schedule is, you know, it goes Memphis, L.A., back to Memphis. Those are NBA Finals like miles to travel for games. So the bigger question is, who does that favor? Does it favor the younger legs of Memphis, even with Ja Morant being slightly hurt, dropping 45, or the older legs and the more experienced Los Angeles Lakers?
So it go Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes, man. Quick.
Meantime, it seems the rest are sending a message.
Late at night in L.A.
That traveling
is going to penalize people
who are traveling in luxury. They're all right.
I'm just saying, man. Quick turnaround.
Dylan Brooks was hit with that flagrant too, but should he have been suspended? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. I don't even think he should have been thrown out of the game.
Sweetness, Kelly.
Jay's game plan. I'm good. You can call me Sweetness. That's all right. Walter Sweetness. Payton, as Key said.
Yeah, Walter Payton was nice.
They called Sugar Ray Robinson and Sugar Ray Leonard Sweetness, too, sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything bad with it.
Sweetwater Clifton, does that count?
Why do you think there was like a negative
enough?
Connotation associated with it?
Well, because you're saying it about me, so naturally there's a negative.
I always give you praise.
Jay can't just accept Buttercup. He's got to make
right.
sure.
You've called
you,
nine
I'll
other
tell
people
you what,
on this show Buttercup.
I will
Buttercup.
Accept Sweetness, you accept Buttercup. And then we got to name Key.
No.
I'm already named Key.
No, you can't just name yourself what your name is.
Many people name themselves in sports, right?
No.
King James. No. The
You're not King James.
But I didn't say I was, but I'm saying people
name
themselves.
You just use him as a reference point, but you're not.
Well,
King James.
You can name yourself is what I'm trying to
Who
tell
else
you.
Is naming
himself? Smarty Pants. Who?
Yeah, why are you taking a second to think about it?
Kobe now, called himself Black Mamba.
Not you. You're not Key.
I'm asking Key. I was going to say Kobe, but I
and
didn't.
Once again,
know.
Are you Kobe?
I'm Keyshawn. I can name
Mishon.
Myself.
He's Mishon.
Mishon. Mishon's better for you.
That's fine, too. I don't care. That's the white media that
See,
did
he's
that.
Fine. He's fine with Mishon. I'm fine with Sweetness, and you're fine with Buttercup.
Nope, I'm not fine with Buttercup.
Mishon, Buttercup, and Sweetness, apparently.
No.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Jay. Nope.
Buttercup's
nope.
game plan
nope.
coming
nope.
up.
Nope.
KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, or is that the name of the show anymore? I don't even know anymore.
So we got some new names, according to my man, at God Blood Laker 23. Okay, that's a strong name. Curtis, I'll call you by your real name. Key, you ready for your nickname? Yeah. Stroller Key, because you put your dog, you put your little doggies in a baby stroller.
No,
and you walk around
me.
Venice Beach.
I was the people.
It's
that
fine. It's fine. People understand. Like that's that. What you do. That's
not
it's
a
fine.
Good name.
One thing I want to say is your guys' last names, Johnson and Williams, anything you put in front of Johnson and Williams still sounds like a ball player. Doesn't matter what you put in front of the name Johnson or Williams, it sounds like a ball player. Like
Tippy Toe what? Williams.
Tippy Ooh. Toe Williams. Oh, you know that dude is killing Williams. The game.
Yeah, yeah Tippy Toe yeah. Williams. But it sounds, Tippy Toe Williams sound like.
He played in the ABA.
Yeah, he played in the
70s
ABA.
Guard.
Exactly, yeah.
He played in the ABA. Come on.
Headbands, wristbands.
Made 4 All-Star games in the NBA, in the ABA.
Playing for the Tropics.
100%. Kellerman, only, not so much.
So Sweetness Kellerman, Buttercup Williams, Officer Costello, One Leg Away Parlay Yates.
That is so fresh.
Which is like a fly name for you. It's
Might
always one leg away.
That's my Twitter name, Curtis.
That was in the remake of Guys and Dolls. Go ahead.
And then Brownish Nuno.
Brownish Nuno.
That wasn't good. Try again. Yeah. Try again, Buttercup.
Yayo Nuno.
My man gave Pat 2 of them, though. Cardigan Pat is a good one.
Cardigan Pat is a good one. Cardigan Pat.
Pat's never worn a cardigan in his life.
I like cardigans. Nothing wrong with a good cardigan. I'll tell you
nothing wrong with
right
a good
now.
Cardigan.
Got some cardigans, no doubt. Might have to rock a cardigan
Officer
on the show
Costello.
Soon, as a matter of fact.
That fits for sure.
Yeah.
License and registration.
Yeah, license and registration, please, Costello.
You can say it in a nice way, Pat. You know what I mean? You don't have to be as authoritative.
I just can't believe that he said, you're going to do what we say. And that just
you aggressive. Can't believe it? I can believe it.
Right, yeah, Pat's extremely aggressive.
We're building.
So. Dylan Brooks hit with a flagrant 2. I disagree with the flagrant 2. I think he and James Harden, you know what? You want to give him a flagrant fine. It could be a foul. As Harden said, it didn't even have to be a foul, but you want to hit him with a foul fine. Want to hit him with a flagrant 1 fine. Flagrant 2 is excessive.
Yeah, and again, Jay, it stems from everything else that has gone on over the last several games with different opponents. That's he got caught basically in their web, I would say.
Yeah.
Jay, you have a game plan here.
I do.
I want to hear about Jay's game plan.
Oh. Jay, like I do?
I do. I got it. No, I'm joking.
Coach, Bucks, let's go, coach.
Bucks at Heat. Giannis is coming back to play game 4. Believe it or not. Stacy, are you listening to the show? Stacy, you told me at the Miami Heat. Stacy, I got a good memory.
Yeah.
Memory like an elephant,
Max. Stacy's a regular caller.
That's right. Stacy, regular caller, for a big Miami Heat fan. Said that the Miami Heat are going to win. So, Stacy, I have a bet with you. You take the Miami Heat. I take the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is going to come back to play. It's going to be a different scenario with Giannis, even with the back injury he has. Look, he's the most unstoppable force. And Miami, Jimmy Butler played his tail off for Miami. Kyle Lowry played better. I really feel bad for Victor Oladipo. I hope he's okay. It just feels like he's always getting injured now.
Well, but, talk about a career what I mean, might have been. He was so good and just getting better and better, this poor guy.
But, Stacey, you got to call back into the show because we're going to make a bet. I'm going to take the Bucks to win the series overall. I am not worried about the Bucks at all. I mean, even if they get down 3-1, I'm still not worried about the Bucks. So I'll leave it at that. Next up game tonight, the Grizz and the Lakers. I mean, again, here we are. Is it tonight?
Yeah.
It's tonight,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Quick turnaround. Yeah. I just
Monday,
sorry,
Wednesday,
man.
Friday.
This weekend was so jam-packed.
Of all the games, the fights.
Dude, I put Dylan Brooks on Sacramento earlier, didn't I?
I forget. Yeah, you did.
I mean, there's been a lot of basketball the last couple of days.
So, Keith, the one question I have for Memphis fans, and if you're from Memphis, please call into the show. Desmond Bain, where are you? Where are Bain? I'm molded by it. The darkness, molded by it. Where are you? What's up? He has not been shooting. The dude shot 48% from the three-point line, has not been shooting the ball at all.
On offense, he should be their number two.
Yo, Jaren Jackson does his thing a little bit. Ja Morant definitely did his thing. Oof. Yo, what's up with Desmond Bain? Austin Reeves just chasing you off the three-point line like that? Yo, and for what I heard you say after game one with Rui, okay, what's up, DB? Bring it. Ja Morant out there playing with one hand. He's shooting the ball with his left hand.
Giving you 22 straight.
Come on, DB. Yo, Memphis, stand up. I ride with you. But like Desmond Bane, in a contract year, it's your time, DB. It's your time. That's my look at
it. I like it, Jay.
Is that it, Coach?
That's it, Coach. Wow. That's it, Sweet Lips.
Sweet Lips.
Man, is it Sweet Lips Key?
Is it Lita in Texas? Lita in Texas has something to say. Yeah, Lita.
Luda.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he didn't intentionally try and hit LeBron in his area. I think he just got fooled by a very savvy veteran player, and he didn't know what to expect. And LeBron just put that ball behind his back, and he just, you know, he was going for the steal. I truly feel like that, but he just has to realize LeBron is such a smart athlete. He's one of the smartest players in the league, and he just got fooled. Should he have been suspended by league policy? Yes. Because of what the league has put out there.
We're talking about ejected. The question is, should he have also been suspended? Now, no. I don't think he should have even been ejected. But, Jay, Lita brings up a good point. It's that LeBron went behind the back, exposing his front as he crossed over.
So I'll give you – we talked about this last week. Back in the 2016 NBA Finals, who did LeBron James bait?
Draymond Green,
right? Think about, there's footage out there online. If you're watching LeBron James warm up before the game, Dylan Brooks is just standing there, minding his own business. Mm-hmm. Brown walks over towards him and starts chirping with him to his face, mm-hmm. almost like baiting him, like, yeah, come on, please. You're going to do something, and I'm going to capitalize on it. And my game isn't going to change. I'm going to do my thing. And that was like the move before the moves, Key, before the game. Yeah, he laid the footwork.
Yeah, but dude, you know, when you're staring a dude down, you know, Dylan Brooks is standing over there like staring LeBron down and warm up. So LeBron went over there and just, you know, had a little conversation with him.
I think it's a great point, though, Keith. Think about what LeBron did here. Just like he baited Draymond, knowing one more T gets him suspended for a game, which happened in 2016, he knows already that Dylan Brooks has a target on him and must from the officials at this point because he's seen as a troublemaker, right? He's seen as a villain. And given all the calls that have how they've escalated through these playoffs, not even in this series, but how James Harden got suspended, LeBron goes over and has words with Dylan Brooks. Yeah. Now everyone's looking at Dylan Brooks. Then now think about this. LeBron crosses Dylan Brooks over behind his back, exposing his front. Dylan Brooks.
I didn't know you can cross my over
well,
behind your
he,
back.
But he did kind of, right?
It's just called a behind the back.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but he's doing it in transition.
I'm just
trying
teaching
to
you
describe.
It's not really crossover.
I understand, but you understand.
I'm trying, technically not
you know
to
how
do
when
it.
I say, Jay, goodest, I understand that goodest is not a word. I'm just trying to describe it. So the point is, look at this. His front is exposed. Dylan Brooks reaches, hits, and then LeBron goes into a hole.
So if he never puts the ball behind his back, Jay, what do you think the outcome is at that point? If he never puts the ball behind his back.
I mean, if he kept the rock in his left hand, it probably was a steal.
Why was it still? And because he put the ball behind his back.
But he, see, when you put the ball behind your back, you contort your body. You're turning your body, too, in a different direction. Uh-huh. So the behind the back changes your angle. So your angle is on a 45-degree angle one way, and it shifts to a 45 in the opposite way.
But back to your point, Jay, he put the spotlight on Dylan Brooks before the game even started.
Exactly.
Now everyone's looking at Dylan Brooks. And it's, well, and it's brilliant Dylan, because Dylan Brooks had no choice in the matter.
But I was looking at Dylan Brooks from game two, post-game. I was coming into
when
the game
calls him old,
saying to myself, well, what's this going to be? When Jay was talking about LeBron needs to do something, and I'm like, he ain't going to do nothing. He's just going to let it play itself out to a point where it played itself out. Dylan Brooks wound up getting himself ejected out of the game. LeBron laid on. I got to laugh. I don't mean to laugh, but LeBron really laid down, though, for real.
For real.
I mean, yeah, for real. He really laid down, and he went to the ground so slow. You know, then he put his hands over his eyes.
He's rolling
this
from
one
side
where
to
you're like,
side.
Ah!
All right, look. 888 say ESPN. A lot of people want to weigh on in this KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Ooh, go ahead, take me down to Miami, baby.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Come on, man.
Listen, Jay's father's from where, Jay? Where's your father or your family?
Stop, leave me alone. Max, from? I don't like these games.
Why? What Why? Happens? I'm not saying Indiana, Cuba, right? Or don't
Fort
you have
Fort
Cuban?
My dad's from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but don't Cuban you have a grandparent at least?
Side.
Oh, mom's
side.
Yes. Got it. Got it. Mom's side, both.
Why are you telling my whole world my family business,
You
man?
Do it all the time.
No, I don't. I
you
said
mentioned
one time
every geographical location that you and your extended family are tied to.
Just call me Buttercup Williams and leave me alone, man.
I didn't know you was Cuban, man.
No, I'm not.
How do you say Buttercup in Spanish? I don't know.
Jay?
Jay, take it away. I've never been called Buttercup before. Buttercup Williams.
Oh, no. I didn't realize you had the Cuban in you. That's what's up.
Yeah, no wrong. So, yeah, that's a big deal.
Okay.
No, it is to me.
I just like
didn't
the music.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jay.
Like
I don't know
the
why.
Music.
I don't know why suddenly you're getting bashful about
I'm not getting bashful.
You are the one who points out you have ties to Miami, Indiana, everywhere in between, all points across the globe.
Now he doesn't want to be Cuban.
Now he doesn't want to be Cuban.
I'm a travel
man. You're worse than George Sedano, man.
What's wrong with George Sedano?
What's wrong with George Sedano? What did George Sedano do?
George is Cuban, right? So I used to always mess with him. When he was working with me in L.A., I'd be like, what are you, man? And I'd be like, one minute you're Mexican, the next minute you're white. Now you're Cuban. Like, come on, make up your mind. I see you, Jay. Go on. Okay. You got to take me with you next time you go.
Come on, where are we going, kid? We going to Spanish Harlem?
Man, to Cuba with you.
Just come to Spanish Harlem. Come back to New York.
Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense.
What makes sense?
No, I'm
here you go with the stereotypes.
The
here you go.
No.
Why you got that big ass smile on your face? You're a bad little kid, man.
I'm just saying.
Look, the shoulder shrug with you. Like, what I do?
What
me?
I do?
Me?
You kind of look like the
see,
one dude.
See, stop. Nope.
Wait, the one dude?
Nope,
which
nope,
one dude?
No, that, see, this is not nice,
wait,
guys. This is
what?
Let's take Bobby in Oklahoma City.
What's up, Bobby?
What do you got, Bobby?
He ready to go on to Bobby.
I'm like
Bobby,
Max right now.
Bobby's
let's get back to sports.
All Bobby's going to do is say you look Cuban a little bit. Now that
let's get back to sports. Bobby.
Bobby?
Look, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up,
Bobby? I just want to say, speaking of the Dylan Brooks thing, first off, I would just like to say, Max, I disagree with your outlook on it. We have to quit normalizing this stuff. I mean, these repeat guys keep doing the same thing over and over. We can't keep treating them like they first-time offenders. And every time they do something, we want to always put the onus on the NBA to say, well, he can't think suspending this game because it's going to change the outcomes. The players are changing the outcomes with their acts.
Yeah, but when you say they have a past history, fine. Then put in some rule where they accrue points, as Draymond did in 2016 in the playoffs, and eventually got suspended. I got no problem with that. My problem is with the arbitrary feel it has when Draymond, well, partly because of his past, he's now also being suspended. Timeout. Was he on probation? Because he's Draymond Green, he's on permanent probation. I don't believe in that. So, like, what do you think, Jay?
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I mean, and plus, like, the two play, like, I'm not even going back to the Draymond thing. Like, the two hand hits to me, like, sometimes occur in the game. Like, neither one, when you go back for review, looked malicious to me. It didn't look like, oh, he had closed. I've seen closed fist taps, things of that sort. Like, what's the advantage? Like, so I flagrant one, fine.
Yeah, I agree.
But flagrant two for an ejection.
Too much. Like,
come on. Don't do that to the game. Not during the playoffs.
Coach, right? Coach from Las Vegas has something to say. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing, man? I appreciate it. Long time listener, first time caller. Hey, a couple things. You know, it used to be a show back in the day. I'm a little old school. It used to be called What Did You See This Weekend? The Brooks ejection. LeBron just said, I'm not going to go out here and score 40 tonight. I don't feel like it. I'm going to go ahead and get you ejected on some trash, and then mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
Hey, Key, to your – hold on one second. Mac, my fault. I didn't mean to cut you off on your show.
No, go.
Hey,
go.
Matt, hey Key. Hey, Key, to your point, man, I'm a militant male too, man. I make pretty good money, not as good as you, but they told me that one day. And I went home, I said, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean I'm going to do what he tell me to do? What he's saying is, if you want this check, you're going to do what they tell you to do. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, no big deal. But back in the day, hey, well,
it's unfortunate for Pat don't write my checks. So,
unbelievable. Pat's uncle was talking to Coach,
Pat's
and now
ridiculous.
Pat's talking to you. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Pat's ridiculous.
Rico in D.C.
Pull over.
Key, you know, stop sending me text messages in my nose, man.
What do you do?
You know, stop sending me text messages in my nose.
Hold
Key.
On one second, Rico, because I need to see this text message now. What's this text? Let me see
anything.
The picture. Key must have sent
see,
Jay
like,
a picture.
You hear the
nose.
Voice, you hear the whole inflection
I didn't
going.
See any, I didn't say
hey,
anything.
Let me see, Jay.
Look at gave me the. Y'all so silly, man. This guy. No, I just figured they was going to cast him in Scarface or something. I just, you know.
You mean what's his name's henchman, the right hand man for the dude in Miami?
Yeah. Like you, Max.
Stop, see?
What's his name? I'm trying to remember the actor's name. I'm trying to remember the actor's name.
Who's our caller? Who's on the line? Who we got?
Rico in DC.
Rico. Rico Suave.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I just I got a couple of things to say. It's the real Rico from D.C. I made all Matt, you know, so I play sports. I love y'all show. But Max, you should be ashamed of yourself to be talking about Rico from Belly. Rico ain't playing Belly. First of all, he played and paid in full. And Keyshawn.
No. Hold on. What was the name? Hold on. Time out. What was the name of the dude out of Nebraska? He was from Belly. Remember when Method Man went to Omaha?
Oh, when he was eating the banana. When he was eating
yeah,
banana.
Who? What was his name?
I forgot, dude.
I think it was
Clown.
Rico.
I call him Clown. Was it Rico?
I don't know. You know why I say Rico? I don't even remember.
It was Rico.
Yeah, it was Rico. It was Rico. Someone called up because I couldn't remember his name. Someone called up and said it was Rico last week, so now I'm just using Rico.
It might have been that, but yeah. I want to thank you, Keyshawn, man, because you had my girl lit last week. You know what I'm saying? And I got a nickname for you. It should be Wet Wet. Because you and that water bottle, man, you had her right and ready, baby. I just want to thank you for that, man.
This is an inappropriate phone call.
Hey, yo.
We don't need no OnlyFans. No OnlyFans. You get Keyshawn in that water bottle, man. That gets your girl right in the morning.
Thank you, Jordan.
Off the damn air.
We have no way of anticipating what certain callers have on their minds.
Just hey, phrasing.
He called him Wet Wet.
888 say ESPN. Think about
over.
Dylan Brooks.
Well, you guys.
I told
LeBron
you.
LeBron getting him ejected.
I tell you, keep putting your tongue on that lid like that.
My favorite with that whole thing is Key's eyes
hey,
went
it's
crossed.
Hey, it's 6:42.
Nine times his eyes roll to the back of his head. I said, what are you doing?
It's 9:43. We are now moving on to the next segment.
Thank you, Johnson. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Me and my youngest son, so we just decided, hey, man, let's go just chill together. So we sitting out on the patio eating. And all of a sudden, I can see the lady coming. You know, my eyes go because it's a crowd of people, you know. But then as she get closer, she got the buggy, and there's a damn dog in it. It was like, oh, man. And this is why these dudes don't get off my back. People like that.
Oh,
KJM ESPN let's Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Brandon in Alabama, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today?
What up, B?
Morning, Brandon.
Not much. Okay, so I want to just hit on the Dylan Brooks thing. I agree that I don't think he should have been ejected. I also kind of want to cut it into the Draymond Green thing, kind of the same thing. So I actually called in on Friday, and I was the last caller on Friday, but you guys didn't have enough time, so I didn't get to talk about on that.
You've been holding on ever since Friday?
You've been holding on since Friday, Brandon?
He wants to know if you've been holding on since Friday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I've been waiting this whole time.
Come on, Nuno.
I'm that dedicated. That dedicated. Yep. Anyway, so I also agree with the Draymond Green thing. I don't think she got suspended. Because when I first saw it, when I looked from the front angle, it looked like he was trying to step over him, but then his foot got caught. But then I looked at the back angle, I'm like, okay, he did that. But then I listened to you guys in the morning, and Jay, I listened to you, and you said to slow it down. So I slowed the video down, and I was like, okay. So not only did he grab his foot twice, because he, like, double-clutched his leg, but, yeah, he jumped on the left foot. So it's kind of the same thing with the Dylan Brooks thing. I looked in the back. I'm like, yeah, he definitely did that. But when you look at the front, you see LeBron James kind of like go behind the back and cut a different way, and he's trying to reach for that ball. And it also makes me think about, like, Max, you know this a lot about boxing, is they pay attention to those subtle movements. So he might be looking at that thinking, okay, this is where the ball's going to go, but then he put it behind the back. Mm-hmm. So I don't think either one should be suspended, nor should they have been ejected.
I agree. I agree. Okay. I agree with that analysis. Steve in Memphis, you're on KJ.
Uh-oh.
Yo, 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 what's going on? Memphis 10, Grizzly Bear, stand up. Yo, guys, I love the show, man. Long-time listener. I just want to say a few things. Okay, first of all, the thing you was talking about Dez earlier. I don't know where Dez went, man, because he's normally aggressive out there. He's normally shooting our second-best scorer. So, hey, I got an APB out for him right now in Memphis. We looking for him. So the second thing about the Dylan Brooks deal is, man, dude, I don't know why he's mad at Draymond. He's the light-skinned Draymond, man. Light-skinned Draymond, that's who dude is. I mean, but I
agree.
I make
a point, Draymond way better,
extent.
Though. Steve, Draymond way better than Dylan Brooks.
Draymond is a better defender.
He a better facilitator, Brooks, better playmaker, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, he does facilitate the ball better. He does what he's supposed to do. But Dylan Brooks was a scorer before this. His numbers have dropped as far as scoring. Yeah. The dude can put up some points at first, but I don't know what's happened to his game as far as that. Maybe he's getting off into the antics. But if you look at the play, I agree. I do not believe that he was trying to do that. I've seen him do some malicious stuff. The deal that he kicked old boy plays for Cleveland, that was on purpose. So, yeah, I will give you that. I've seen some stuff that Draymond did as well. But the one that he did against Sabonis, that was intentional, man. So I think he deserved to get ejected, but I don't know about suspension, you know, because the games are too important.
On the one hand, I'm like, look, if someone's on probation, make it official. On the other hand, Key, your point about the reality of one's reputation is a point well taken. Like, you have to, in life, you got to guard your reputation as a person, right, as an adult, because that will follow you, and you will get the benefit of the doubt or not based on that.
You can't press down on somebody's chest with your feet.
Well, I mean, whatever, but the fact that he then got suspended, Draymond, is partly by the admission of the league, Joe Dumars, on his rep, right, on his past. Same thing we'll probably hear with Dylan Brooks.
So let me tell you what I think about. I mean, look, one of the things I appreciate about Dre is that Dre, the move happened with Sabonis. He got ejected, then he got suspended. He missed game three. They won. Game four, he came back yesterday talking trash the same exact way. Same exact way. Like, ain't nothing changed about Dre. He was in De'Aaron Fox's face from the beginning once he came in the game. I don't want to see Dylan Brooks change, though.
That's what Dre even said. I'm still going to be myself.
Don't change, because if you start changing, now all of a sudden the psychological warfare goes to Bron. Because Bron has a leg up on you right now.
I think, yeah, Bron. LeBron's going to win.
Change.
D in Memphis, you're on KJM.
Change.
Good morning, fellas. Love the show. How y'all doing?
What's poppin', D?
Dylan Brooks, he made a basketball play. Shouldn't have been ejected from the next game. I got a nickname for the show. We're going to call y'all the 1-2 punch. The number one pick, the number two pick, and the boxing guy. And the nickname for Dylan Brooks is Wild Prince. Y'all have a good day.
Wow, I like the 1-2 punch, though.
Not bad.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah,
I like that.
Rick in Orlando, you're on KJM.
Oh, well, Max ain't called a boxing match in
what's going on, fellas?
I haven't called a fight in a while. go ahead, Rick.
Oh, my bad. Now, on Dylan Brooks, right, it seems like every time something happens with LeBron, we got a ticket to the fifth power. It wasn't a basketball play. I don't know what the guy from Memphis was saying. It was a basketball play. It was clearly, I'm going to go pop him right there real quick. The ref ain't going to see.
I don't think it's clear. LeBron is an offensive player.
Can do whatever moves he wants to do. Behind the back, between the legs, Dylan Brooks' hand shouldn't have been in that area, period.
Well, I think it is unclear whether the intention was to hit him there or if it was accidental. And maybe he was being slick with it, and they're like, we're not going to let you be slick with it. You know, that's possible, too.
That's what I think. The ref looked at it. But they didn't even catch it at first until LeBron went down. Is he a little extra? Yeah, LeBron's an extra as he's supposed to be like everybody else. But the refs took a look at it. Okay, your hand, you purposely put your hand in that area. And as us fellas, we know, a small brush can mean a whole lot down there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Key, something just occurred to me.
What's up, Coach?
I haven't called a fight in a while. However, I do Max on Boxing on ESPN2 on Friday early evening, 5 p.m.,
How come you never promote that show?
And you obviously don't watch it because I don't promote it. Well, maybe I do a better job of promoting
it. Promoting it more.
No, I just said when he said 1-2 punch, I'm like, well, Max ain't called. He said Max calls the game. I'm like, boxing. I'm like, well, Max ain't called.
Yeah,
boxing.
I haven't actually called the punches
about
in
20
a while.
Years.
All right. Well, we learned a lot. We laughed. We cried.
Good job today, Wet.
All right, Buttercup.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, whatever you're calling us now.
He is Cuban now.
Coming up.
We know.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.